Now, don't go away, because next on CBS Radio's Comedy Time are those two zany characters of many characters, Bob and Ray.
And now, Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network. Okay, Pia, buddy, thank you very much. Here we are back at the Bob and Ray Show for another 13 minutes or so.
Were you telling me you'd just written another song?
Kind of a winter thing.
For the coming winter season.
Well, it's always, you know, when I reach the end of August, I get thinking of the musical winter picture.
Sure.
And I try to write a song and for it. And then when
well,
it's...
Well, you kind of, isn't it true?
I mean, the great Bob and Ray bird.
Isn't it true in the songwriting game you have to keep about 6 months ahead?
That's right. Really, we're doing all our Christmas and winter songs now.
Can you give us a little preview of anything you've recorded for the upcoming
winter? It's the winter and the fun. Do something like that.
I think some of your the Western songs you did with...
You don't like it, huh? Pierre, what do you think about it?
Oh, no, monsieur.
He says, oh, no, monsieur, voila. But it needs a little work, maybe. Polish it up a little, and I think I might have another hit on my hand.
Well, I certainly hope you do to follow all the others.
Because, well, I tell you, Bob, since I wrote My Old Man for Father's Day, I've been needing an encore song. That's the trouble. I had this big hit, and I'd go out to a nightclub.
Then all
say Joe's Bar and Grill.
Yeah.
And I do this song for which I'm famous, and then I have no encore.
Well,
and
you need more
something that Lanny Ross had made famous or something.
You need more than one encore in an act such as
yours. There's somebody about to enter.
Come in, please. Hey, it's Sylvester L. Gumshoe Flaherty, our detective in charge of tracking down Smelly Dave. And what have you got to refrain? Some potatoes with you, too.
Yeah, come here, kiddo. Sit down. I want to show you a picture.
What
Bob,
do you mean?
Are you there? You're Bud.
I'm Bob.
Bud, did you ever see this whale before?
Let me see that. Look at that, Ray. It looks like your Dave, doesn't it?
Well, you know, there's a great family resemblance with whales.
Where did you get this picture, So
this is a picture of a whale that ran aground off Swampscott, Massachusetts.
Swampscott, huh?
Yeah.
Did you check it out? Did you go up there? Or
went up there, went as close to it as I dared. I had on a nice suit.
Yeah.
And Kayla went along with me.
We went in a black limousine.
Kayla said we went in a black limousine.
Yeah, I understood what
he said. And he talks like that a lot. It's kind of funny.
He used to drive for the Green Hornet.
That's right. Kayla used to work. Yeah, he was leg man for the Green Hornet for many years on another network. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now,
so you,
anyway.
You got this whale. It was washed up.
So we took pictures of it, checked them out, and I didn't think it was your day because there's no Rye Grin. This is a sad-looking whale.
Oh, it wasn't smelly.
It wasn't smelly. He got a kick out of his lingo, that's it.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, that's about it. Now, this Shrank character... I mean,
he's been real
out on all points on that bird.
You don't need to. He's all right, but...
I just don't like the way he sounds on the air. I think he should be locked up just for security purposes, really. I think he's a nut.
Well, he's a little strange, I guess. He's on his way back here, incidentally.
And there's $100 bill missing from your desk.
No, it's not missing. We gave that to Shrank. That was as expensive as in a month's salary.
Well, I heard him showing it off out in Duluth on the air.
Yeah.
I was riding around in a black limousine.
Black limousine, you mean?
Yeah, with Tato.
Yeah.
And we heard you show on the air.
Yeah.
Well, okay, that's about it for now.
Nothing
just this
concrete.
We'll see
us about that later, will you please?
Yeah. Okay, is that all right with you, the expenses?
Yeah, we'll look them over.
I don't want no trouble like Johnny Dollar, you know?
Yeah, okay, well, let us know when you hear anything.
Come on, Jim. Oh. Come on, Kato, buddy. Bye, Kato.
Here's your mail, Bob and Ray.
I think it's time we look into our mailbag.
What was we talking about it?
Yeah, there's one for you, Bob, and all one right. here for me, I'll read. Let's see. This is from Grand Island, New York. Where would that be? From the East River, sure. Well, see, look at this. It's some of the budding that sure looks like this was around, Dave, doesn't it?
Yeah, bright red, white, and blue.
Uh-huh. This is from Douglas Bauer. I wonder if he's any relation to Hank. He said, recently I found this small fragment of red, white, and blue budding, which I have enclosed since it was saturated with whale oil.
Yes, you
too bad we didn't. Too bad we didn't open this before Gumshoe left.
Mm-hmm.
I suspect it may be from Smelly Dave's official flat car. He spells official O-F-I-S-H-A-L. What does your letter say, Miles?
It's from Paul Hoffman in Southampton, Pennsylvania. He has pictures of us and very, very good likenesses, too, and a picture of Ron Spechtenberger's spaceship.
Here's one from Coos Bay, Oregon. Let's see. They want to know if you're the same Bob Elliott who was in the French Foreign Legion in... No, can't be right.
Is it
1911?
No. It was 1918.
Here's one from Chicago. This is from East Sterling, Rahway. Curator of whales at the Chicago Natural History Museum.
See, that's good interest.
And he said that they recently caught wind of the news, too, concerning the disappearance of Dave, realizing the importance of Dave as an educational and cultural exhibit. We wish to cooperate wholeheartedly in the nationwide search for Dave, the great, huge, dead whale that Bob and Ray was trying to send around the country. So let's get a picture off to all these people, Bob.
Okay, it's already been done, I think. And right now the light on our desk telephone is blinking, which means there's a call coming in. And I think I would be the one to take it right here. Hello, Bob and Ray Studio.
Oh, hey, Bob.
Who's this?
Steve.
Steve Bosco. How are you? Great.
Hey, Ray. Get off
here.
Come on, Bob.
No, this is Bob.
Hey, who is it?
Bob.
Hey, Bob. Steve.
Hey, you sound all steamed up about something.
Well, we're really fine. I got something of great interest here, I think, to sports lovers. And I think, hi, Bob. Hello, how's it going?
What's the big news?
Hey, Bob.
Yeah.
I'm out here talking with a fella. I'm in Frobisher, North Dakota, and this fella wants to get a franchise in the new Continental League.
Well, I think they pretty well decided on the cities.
Hey, how are you, Bob, buddy?
Okay, Steve.
Good, good, good. Everything's going along fine. I'm out here in Frobisher, North Dakota,
Yeah, you
Bob.
Said that just a minute
talking
ago.
Talking with a fella...
Can you hear me all right?
Hi there, Bob. What's new?
Operator.
Yes?
Can you get the line a little bit clearer? I can't quite make out what Steve is trying to say.
Well, it's as clean as we can make it here.
Are you...
He's leaving here all right.
Are you the Frobisher operator?
No, I'm Murphy Girl.
Oh. Well, let me put him back on. Let me see if I can get him any better. Hello, Steve.
Stevie, go ahead.
Hi, Bob.
Yeah. No, it's not
good. Now, look, I got a fellow here at the telephone. I want to put this on the air and talk with him. He wants to get a... Hey, I tell you, there's a fellow in Frobisher.
Yeah, you went all through that.
He wants to get a franchise of the new Continental League.
Well, what are you out there to do?
I'm out there to talk with him, and he's here at the telephone. I was going to say microphone. And could we broadcast this if I talk to him?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
All right,
here he is. What was your name again? It was
Crombley.
Mr. Crombley, when did you ever get the wacky idea that you'd like to have a franchise in the Continental League?
Well, I thought it would be good for Frobisher. We haven't had much excitement here for some time, and I thought it would bring the folks.
Oh, swell, fellas. Well, just put them right down there on the shelf. All the good. You bring the ice good.
We've got a population of 700. We've got a stadium that seats 20,000.
What the fuck is it? I was just checking the ice there.
Oh, yeah. I don't mind if I do.
Right. I didn't hear your answer.
I said we have a population of 700. And we have a stadium that seats 20,000.
Bring him right over here, buddy.
Hey,
Tell us soda with us.
Well, Billy, you want to have a franchise here, is that it?
Yeah, it's about the size of it, Buster, yeah. Well, it seems to strike you kind of funny, but to us it's a pretty serious thing.
Well, I mean, how could you support a team in a small burg like
that? Well,
that's
what we got to do.
Real rural country, buddy.
Well, I don't know about that.
Anybody know how to play baseball?
Yes,
I mean, you know, there's three outs and all that.
Oh, we know all the rules for playing, yes.
Bob, I don't know how long you're going to put up with this kind of a phone call.
We've got to get the people interested around Frobisher.
Bob, I don't know how long you're going to stand this.
I have.
Hey there. Yeah. How you doing?
Yeah.
How you doing, Bob?
All
hey,
right.
You know who this is? Yeah.
Steve Foxhall.
Sure, how's it spelling?
Okay, fine.
Wow. Hey, look, I got a lot of line.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm in trouble.
Let me say anything more, man.
Oh, yeah, but I went through. Hey, look, I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
Hey. What? Look, the DA's out here. It was about a check I passed.
Oh, what?
And,
I thought you learned your lesson the last time with that.
But really, this is serious. What you thought, he gave me the, 9 o'clock.
Well, I can't promise you anything. I'll take it
just
up with
you. Just send it to the most expensive hotel in Frobisher, North Dakota.
Right.
Now, this is Steve Bosco, Ronnie Barrett, being thrown out at home.
I'm going to pick up the portable microphone right now and
right.
Step down into our studio audience. We haven't...
Careful, Bob. We just oiled those steps.
Right.
I
haven't talked with anyone.
I told you to watch it now.
My bad leg, too.
Yeah.
How about you, sir?
How about me?
you're resting there on your laurels. Would you
That's
like
right.
to talk with us?
Certainly, I'd be delighted to talk
what do you,
about
What do you do for a living?
For well, this summer I'm resting on my laurels almost 8 hours a day.
Oh, you're out of work then, huh?
Yes, I'm just going around resting on my laurels and being
plan-
very proud of it.
You plan to become associated with anything in the fall? You going to go to work? Or?
In the fall, I expect to catch on with some sort of a job, yeah. In the fall. When I'm through resting on my laurels.
All right, so thanks very much.
It's been a pleasure talking to you, too, Bob.
Fun talking to you. I see a regular here. Mrs. Boone is here again with us today, and you're waving at me. You gave every appearance of wanting to talk with me.
Well, I'm just glad you decided by chance to light on me to talk to. And actually, I did have something I'd like to remind your vast listening audience of.
Uh-huh.
Boys and girls...
Now, wait a minute. You're not going to make a mention of any commercial product now because you haven't paid for any...
Oh, no. Land sakes. No, I just wanted to say, as president of the Boomtown Municipal High School PTA... Boys and girls, all of you out there from coast to coast, all within reach of my voice, be sure you go back to school this fall. And keep at it till you graduate. Don't quit before you get that sheepskin in your hands. That's a diploma, you know.
That sounds like pretty sound advice to me, Mrs. Boone.
You've just heard that wonderful news. And I might point out that I'm Mrs. Jasper Boone. And I hope all of you back in Boomtown remember that when PTA election time rolls around.
Well, you don't read very well, Mrs. Boone, I'm afraid.
Well, I'm not a professional
no.
like you and your
well,
partner.
You kids go back to school in the fall.
Bob, come on back.
I've
heard
it here
on the Bob and Master. Every time you go down there in the audience.
Don't stay around for the repeat broadcast, Mr. Boone, because we won't be interviewing you again on that show.
Oh, I thought you still would repeat for the coast.
Oh, well, we do, but I think we'll delete that for the coast.
The portion where I was.
Yes.
Well, all right. Well, then
put something else in there.
Well, then I'll run along.
Okay.
Thank you.
And I guess we will run along, too.
Okay, then.
To the office and go through more of the mail.
More of the mail for Dave's picture. If you want one, hurry up and send for it. They're practically gone, I think, really.
And what's the special for tomorrow, Barry?
Well, we don't have any right now.
Oh.
Yes, the clock is indicating that the time has come for us to toddle off. Until tomorrow... this is Ray Goulding reminding you to write if you get work.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumb.
heartily except Sunday, Bill Rizzuto's Sports Time on the CBS Radio Network. And Radio Network. And